you might say, we'll be
glad for you to come back. Glad, you know.
Okay, we'll be
proud for you to come back. Or glad for you to come.
We'll be what? How proud?
We'll be happy. You know, be happy for you to come back. Glad for you.
All right.
I appreciate you coming back.
Now, we're talking about the corn. You might say, at this time of year, the corn isn't as tall as it
usually be. It's because of the weather. You know, a lot of the growth, most of the stuff comes by the weather, you know.
Yeah.
And if you had a corn, I hear news in some, you know, some state, the drought hit it, it makes it pretty tough. And then it takes certain a season of weather, a rain to make a good crop of corn. And if it don't get that type, well, then you go have some little knotty corn there, and somebody just have a little shoot out there, you see. But if it get the right season, well, you it makes the big nice year corn there, and that makes you good, man. It feels good, cause I hear about it. That's what makes this meal prices go up on these different states, these corn states, you know. Well, if they don't get the type of weather, well, then that's the automatic. They can't have it, but it just die down, and a lot of time it just don't produce what it should. And after the corn times out for it, certain times of the month, well, that's all. It can rain all every day and night. Well, that's all. It's not going to, you know, it ain't going to re-put out and make over. It's got a certain time to go through the season of making a bearing, you see. And then after that time's over, if it don't get the proper season and the cultivating, well, it just don't grow up like it ought to.
Okay. Now, you might say, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I bet you,
mm-hmm.
I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I bet you.
Let's see. I bet you won't be looking for somebody, will you?
I bet you what? I bet you won't do it, or I bet you dare.
Yeah, well, in other words, most everybody's scared of a graveyard, usually, customary, you know, just nature about being among the dead, you know. And,
okay, now, if somebody dares someone to do something, then they say,
I bet you won't go in there.
Well, the opposite of that dare, you say, I bet you.
I don't know what subject you're on.
Speaking of, you know, if somebody dared you to do something,
uh-huh.
He dared you to do it. Now, if you did, he say the opposite of that is you dare.
You better not do that.
You what?
Well, yeah.
Would you say dastin or?
Right.
You ever hear that?
What?
Would you ever hear somebody say, are you dastin, better do that or something like that?
You daring to do it, yeah.
Okay.
Well, that means it's dangerous for you to do it. You dare you to do it. You know, dare you mean you go, you look for something to happen if you go and do it.
And so you bet you
better not do it. You see.
Okay. You dare what you?
Yeah. You daring to do it there. You see.
Okay. Alright. Now, you might say you aren't doing what you. Somebody's not. Being good, you say, you're not doing what you
ought to do.
Ought to do.
That's right.
Okay.
No, what you can do.
If a boy got a whipping, you might say, I bet he did something he.
Well, if he got a whipping, he did something he ought not have did.
Okay.
Yeah.